Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 15th day of March 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. MF and HF relays 1.862 MHz Graham VK7GS, 3.67 MHz Dale VK7DG, 7.14 MHz Ross VK7ALH, 14.13 MHz Gary VK7JGD, 28.525 MHz Tony VK7VKT. And locally in Hobart on UHF CV channel 24 and HF CV channel 24, 11 metres, with Mark, VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday, 8 p.m. on repeaters, VK7RAA North, VK7RHT, and on UHF CV 24, HF CV 24 South. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. Why consider membership of the Wireless Institute of Australia? The Wireless Institute of Australia, or WIA, is the peak body for amateur radio in Australia and has been since 1910, making it the oldest amateur radio organisation in the world. That history matters because it represents more than a century of continuous advocacy, expertise, representation for Australian radio amateurs. The WIA is the only Australian amateur radio organisation recognised internationally. It represents Australia through the International Amateur Radio Union and is the only amateur radio body recognised by the International Telecommunications Union. When spectrum access, international regulation and the future of amateur radio are discussed globally, the WIA is the organisation speaking on behalf of Australian amateurs. Closer to home, the WIA creates and maintains the Australian Amateur Radio Band Plan and regularly liaises with the advocates to the regulator, the Australian Communications and Media Authority. This ongoing technical and regulatory work protects amateurs' access to spectrum and ensures our service remains viable, relevant and respected. Membership also delivers practical benefits. The WIA operates the Australian QSL Bureau, publishes amateur radio magazine every 2 months in both print and digital formats, provides affordable public liability insurance for affiliated clubs, and runs regular update sessions to keep clubs informed and supported. The WIA also supports the future of the hobby through education services for amateur radio trainers and assessors, helping ensure consistent high-quality training and assessment across Australia. In short, WIA membership isn't just about what you receive, it's about what gets you protected and strengthened on your behalf. Representation, advocacy, education and services all rely on a strong national body. In Australia, that body is the Wireless Institute of Australia. Contest news, John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The John Moyle Memorial Field Day is next weekend, running from 0100 UTC on Saturday 21 March 2026 to 0059 UTC on Sunday 22 March 2026. The aim of the contest is to encourage and provide familiarisation with portable and field operation and provide training for emergency situations. The rules are therefore specifically designed and focused to encourage maximum participation. The contest is structured into 8 3-hour blocks, with stations able to be worked again in each block. Following rule changes introduced on 18 January 2026, the event now includes all amateur bands up to 241 GHz, excluding the WARC bands. The phone contacts are worth 1 point, CW contacts 2 points, and multipliers apply to each call area in every 3-hour period. With distance-based scoring now removed, only serial numbers are exchanged, starting with 001 and incrementing for each contact. For logging, N1MM has effectively become the standard platform for VK contests, with configuration details and custom UDC files available from the website on the email edition of the broadcast. VKCL can also be used, although scoring and Cabrillo formatting may require manual correction. Accurate log formatting is essential, and the contest manager should be contacted if assistance is needed. There are multiple entry categories across bands, modes, and operating durations, whether single or multi-operator, home or portable. With favourable weather still on our side, it's an ideal opportunity to head portable, boost VK7 participation, and make sure a few more Tasmanian call signs appear in the logs. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. Tassie, statewide news. Meet the Voice. The Meet the Voice will be on Sunday, 29th March 2026, commencing at 11 a.m. at Ross. The Meet the Voice trophy will be awarded. Car boot sale, bring any items you want to sell. It's a BYO everything. Bring your Barbie, your food and drinks, and socialise. Meet the Voices you talk to on the radio. Any queries, contact Al, VK7AN, on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. Tassie Ham Econ Radio Conference. Save the date. Our ambitious banner is Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity, Connection. The theme celebrates the experimental spirit of amateur radio, where learning, invention and community all come together. Over 1.5 days, the conference will feature keynotes, workshops, talks and hands-on activities designed to connect experimenters, educators and communicators. And yes, it will again be fully catered, so nobody has to survive on packet radio and optimism alone. The program will explore 4 focus areas. 1. Hack the mind for education and learning. 2. Hack the system for experimentation and innovation. 3. Hack the culture for engagement and community. And 4. Hack the future, looking at leadership and the direction of the hobby. After all the brilliant thinking from the theme team, the dangerous next step has arrived. Someone now has to actually make it happen. So if you have a talent for organizing chaos, managing volunteers, raising just the right amount of havoc, planning the unplannable, interpreting vague ideas, managing time that no one else seems to possess, filling gaps nobody admitted existed, and doing the occasional risk assessment when things get exciting, then we do have an opportunity for you. Step right up. If you prove your worth and perform exactly as magnificently as your AI-generated CV promised, we might even offer a generous pay rise of 20% of $0. Try getting that sort of deal from a private sector. Interested parties should report in at TassieHamConference, all one word, at gmail.com, before we start assigning jobs randomly. One of the strong themes from the 2024 conference feedback was that interstate attendees really wanted pre- and post-conference activities, so we will be planning these as well. Tasmania Ham Econ 2026 will be held Saturday 7 and Sunday 8 November in the Sir Stanley Burbury Theatre on UTAS Sandy Bay campus. The conference website is being updated regularly, so keep an eye out as updates are posted. 73 from the Conference Organising Committee. Statewide SSTV Nights. A busy net that saw the following participants: VK7s AX, KT, ZGK, ZAB, HHS and ZCF, all sharing over 60 photos. The main themes were the iconic Tasmanian locations of Cradle Mountain, Dove Lake, Wineglass Bay and the Gordon Dam. The 2026 Steamfest at Sheffield with stationary and traction engines, tractors and kids' pedal tractor, prime movers and dump trucks, motorcycles and a trike. And the other highlights were the first image to be sent on a cellular phone. This was on the 11th of June 1997 by French software engineer Philippe Kahn and was a photo of his baby daughter. An early experimental video phone, flocks of birds in the garden, a ham radio shack and matching QSL card, a Doctor Who Dalek being attacked by a monster and shower facilities for a Dalek, and a water cruising moped. Again, Tony, VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7s exchanged photos with PE1NMM and PA3EKI in the Netherlands. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken, VK7KRJs and Steve's VK700s fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmission on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you are missing the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken's and Steve's website. or on Intark's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. WWFF SOTA POTA and IOTA Weekly Wrap-Up. The Parks and Peaks spotting platform is now back online after experiencing a few technical hiccups during the week. Spotting services should now be operating normally. It has been another active week across the parks, summits and coastlines, with several VK7 operators getting out portable and putting plenty of contacts in the log. Jim VK7JZ completed two summit activations during the week, visiting East Tower Summit and Stacks Bluff Summit. Across the two activations, Jim logged a total of 21 contacts operating on both SSB and CW. Travis VK7VXT was also out and about with two summit activations, Mount Penny West Summit and Single Hill Summit, using a mix of CW and SSB. Travis recorded 13 contacts. One of the activations included an unexpected moment when Travis received a phone call from police after a member of the public reported concern about a vehicle parked in an unusual location near the track entry to the summit. The caller was concerned that Travis may have been up to no good. However, everything was quickly resolved after a brief explanation of the activation. Stuart, VK7FADZ, returned to the summit after a short break, heading to Mount Marion, where he logged 13 contacts on 40 metres and 15 metres, including several DX stations. At the time of writing this wrap-up, Stuart was in the process of activating Collins Cap. Details from that activation will be included in next week's report. Matt, VK7MAT, completed two activations during the week at Moriah Island National Park and Trevallon Nature Recreation Area. The conditions at Moriah Island proved challenging, requiring a second station to be set up to reach the required contact numbers. On the second attempt, finding a clear frequency was difficult, with contest stations occupying much of the band. Despite the challenges, Matt logged a total of 67 contacts across the two activations at Moriah Island and Trevallon. Ian VK7IAN took advantage of a coastal activation at Blackmans Bay Beach and was rewarded with a solid result, logging 40 contacts from the beach. Rodney VK7HAM and Peter VK7ZPE were spotted on Wednesday activating from Trevallon Nature Recreation Area, and the following day a spot was posted for Rodney at Dismal Range Conservation Area. Another great week for portable activity across Tasmania, with summits, parks and beaches all making it onto the air. 73 Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News. Inwards QSL Bureau information. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau is at 13 March 2026, is in the email version of the broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list below? If you have taken up your call sign after 2019, would you please let Herman know so he can cull QSL cards from the list for QSOs that are dated prior to 2019? Email 2. WESTYH at aussiemail.com.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW. Manager, WIA, VK7, Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73L, VK7AN. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Just like Star Wars, today's item is actually a prequel to the club's last technical night's presentation by Colin, VK7ZCF, and Lionel, VK7ZLB, on Vector Network Analyzer through testing. Before the evening, we tested the laptop software and its ability to interface correctly with the VNA. Everything worked perfectly, and the measurements looked as expected, and the large wall monitor display was sharp and clear. The vast improvement in visibility offered by the large wall monitor being the reason for the laptop and software. However, as often happens with live demonstrations, not all the equipment was available until the showtime. Collins Halibut Electronics Common Mode current choke test jig wasn't part of the earlier testing. On the night, once the full setup was connected, we began observing inconsistent variations in the VNA's display graphical output. The measurements were being significantly affected by physical movement, in particular movement of the USB interface cable between the laptop and the VNA. Ironically, the topic of the night was common mode currents, and it turned out the USB cable was the source of the problem. Adding a ferrite toroid core and looping the USB cable through it half a dozen times completely resolved the issue, most likely minimizing spurious radiation from the switch mode or display driver. Importantly, the evening continued. Another contributing factor was the test jig's default configuration. All the interface connectors for the S1 port are tied together, and likewise for the S2 port. That's a significant amount of exposed copper that can radiate, receive, and couple unwanted signals. Fortunately, the designer included the option to isolate and use only a single connector type by removing specific solder links on the PCB, which greatly reduced the amount of unnecessary copper. This is a good reminder to carefully consider your test setup, the range of your instrument, how you are connecting equipment, and what might influence the results. If you can, always have some calibration or known high tolerance components to check if the instrument did indeed calibrate correctly. Use the relevant formulae and see if the result is close to what the instrument displays. All this aside, we should have realized that if something can go wrong, it probably will. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, NTARC blogs. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session every Wednesday night. Testnet and CW course on 3.580 megs from 7 p.m, then a technical net on 3.567 megs from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom technical night. The next session will be this Wednesday, the 18th of March, and will commence at the usual time, 6:30 p.m. at the Clubroom, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee morning, held every Friday in the NTARC clubrooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. March Forum Night. 2 metres, 70 centimetres transceiver testing. Last Wednesday night, Hayden, VK7HH, brought along his HP8920A service monitor and his Rigol DSA1030A spectrum analyzer, and Justin, VK7TW, brought along his IFRCOM120B service monitor for a night of radio testing. Hayden started with Richard, VK7ZBX, testing the isolation on a microwave coaxial relay for 23 centimetres, resulting in a lovely 85 dB of isolation. A 23 centimetre preamp was also tested and found to be giving minus 3 dB of gain. Yes, minus 3 dB, very sad. Harry, VK7XT, had his Motorola handheld tested, and as you would expect, everything checked out okay. Ron, VK7ME, tested his ICOM IC705, and again, everything checked out. Bruce, VK7SKY, brought along his Quanxing handheld, and the deviation level was found to be a little low, which was improved with a setting change. This radio was found to be putting out the most power of all tested. Anders, VK7TCP's Tate handheld was tested and found to be spot-on frequency, with the Tate and Ron's IC705 having the best spectral purity. Justin's MeshCore WIO Tracker L1 Pro with a LoRa module was also tested and proved to be within specifications, all 108 milliwatts of RF goodness. A good night of making sure our transceivers are operating as expected, and thanks to those who brought their radios along. 73 Justin, VK7TW. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Roast Rolls and Radio Night, a.k.a. Wegs in Disguise. This Wednesday night, we have something a little different. On Wednesday night, March 18, from around 7 p.m, we're combining good food with good radio for a relaxed evening of conversation, tinkering and experimenter's chat. Thanks to our chef extraordinaire, Tony, VK7VKT, we'll have hot roast rolls and vegetarian options available on the night. It's a simple idea. Grab a roll, catch up with fellow amateurs, talk radio projects, swap ideas, and see what everyone has been experimenting with lately. At just $5 a roll, it's an easy and affordable dinner with friends while enjoying our favourite topic, amateur radio. Soft drinks are also available for discounted rates. So come along. Bring your stories, your projects, and your appetite. Good food, good company, and plenty of radio talk. That sounds like a pretty solid Wednesday night. Please let us know if you're coming along so we can cater and you don't miss out on yummy food. You can grab a ticket through Tidy HQ. You can even pre-purchase, and there is a link on the email edition of the broadcast. See you there, Reist Committee. April Forum Night, Club Members AR3D Printing. April 3D Printing and Amateur Radio Month at Reist. We're flipping the usual order and swapping presentations and forum nights so members can actually show off their creations. Yes, this is your cue. Bring the brackets, bring the enclosures, bring the antenna mounts that only just survived the last SOTAR activation. Bring the clever shack fix that solved a problem nobody else noticed, but you absolutely could not ignore or live without. And before you start suspicious, no, this is not an April Fool's prank. We genuinely want to see your amateur radio-related 3D printing projects. From humble lumps of filament to beautifully engineered pieces of RF-adjacent brilliance, take us on the journey. Show us the experiments, the failures, and I'll just tweak the Z offset one more time. Moments and the final masterpiece that somehow works better than it has any right to do. Wednesday, 1st April 2026, from 7:30 p.m. in the club rooms and streamed. See you there, Reist Committee. April Presentation Night, Spectacular 3D Printing. Praj VK4MPB, 7MPB, has been building 3D printers since 2011. Back when you didn't print a file, you nervously injected a raw G-code into what was essentially a heated toaster that had ambitions of becoming a replicator. Splices were cryptic, and confrontational bits of software firmware updates required emotional resilience, and bed leveling was practically a sacred ritual involving tiny hex keys, deep breathing, and intense philosophical debates about 0.2 millimeters of Z offset. A good first layer wasn't expected, it was negotiated, sometimes aggressively. My printers still live in the garage, where they've evolved from temperamental science experiments that occasionally produced abstract art, or spectacular nests of plastic spaghetti, into surprisingly competent little manufacturing units. While I was chasing the mythical perfect layer and cleaning lumps of molten filament off nozzles, additive manufacturing quietly matured. The same core principles behind those early DIY machines now produce surgical implants with bone growth lattices, aerospace components with internal cooling channels that can't be machined, advanced engineering parts and some spectacular art, all in a mind-boggling array of materials. And yes, it turns out the same technology responsible for heroic prints and catastrophic spaghetti is also brilliant for us radio amateurs. From portable HF and SOTAR POTA gear to clever shack fixes to RF experiments that genuinely move nano VNA trace in ways that only makes me more curious, 3D printing has become a real engineering tool. Praj will be sharing some of the practical, creative and genuinely cool things that you can do with it today in everyday life in serious engineering and amateur radio, along with a few demonstrations to prove it's not just enthusiasm for melting plastic. Expect nostalgia, curiosity, a bit of garage-born instability, and the unshakable belief that if I just level the print bed one more time, this time it will be absolutely perfect. Truth, when? 8th April 2026 from 7:30 p.m. in the club room and streamed. See you there, Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Update. If you're looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license, Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Congratulations to our three foundation candidates who all passed and have their call signs already. Key dates: Standard, advanced and regulation assessments held on alternate months. Next is on the 28th of March 2026. Foundation training and assessment days held every 2 months, with the next one is Saturday 21st April 2026. Check out the full schedule on the REST events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email rest.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organizer, who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect. Prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or leveling up, REST is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 events. REST, 18 March. Roast Rolls and Radio Night, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 6 p.m. VK 21 to 22 March, John Moyle Memorial Field Day Contest. VK 7, 28 March, Meet the Voice Barbecue from 11 a.m. in Ross. REST, 1 April, AR 3D Printing Forum Night, Queen's Domain Club Rooms and Stream from 7:30 p.m. REST, 8 April, Spectacular 3D Printing Presto and Praj VK 7 MPB. Queen's Domain Club Rooms and Stream from 7:30 p.m. WW 18 April IARU World Amateur Radio Day. REST 6 May Technorama Presentation and Tour of Hobart FM Community Radio Station, Howrah Community Centre. VK 7-8 November Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. A reminder to those rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, repeaters REST, NTAR and in Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRJ, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres any takers, 10 metres VK7ALH, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC, DMR Talk Group and D-Star Reflector 91C Digital Group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember, you can always catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT, UHF CB24, HF CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Peter VK7PD wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.